Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In today's video, we're going to be talking about 7 benefits of taqwa from the Quran.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated fasting so that we can become closer to Him, so we can obtain taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in the Quran, the first command was to worship Him alone so that we can establish taqwa, so that we can become from the people of taqwa. Taqwa is the best thing that we can adorn ourselves with for our success in this world and the next. The one who has the most taqwa is the most honorable person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu anhu said that taqwa is the fear of Allah, acting upon the Quran, being satisfied with less, and preparing for the day of departure. The reality of taqwa is to protect ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing that which He commanded and staying away from that which He forbade. I can't even count how many times I've heard Sheikh Abdullah Shanqiti say that the biggest reason for the downfall of this ummah is that we fail to adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do that which we're not supposed to be doing. This is the reason for the downfall of this ummah. And if we want to rectify our affairs, we want to be successful in this world and the next, then we need to establish taqwa. And if we know some of the fruits of taqwa, perhaps we'll strive harder to attain it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about many benefits of taqwa in the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also talks about the benefits of taqwa. And there are too many to list, but we will mention 7 of them. Number 1, it brings about relief from distress and brings plenty of provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ.
That whoever establishes the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is conditional, that whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them a way out from every difficult situation and will provide for them in ways they never thought possible. If we want relief from distress and we want plenty of provision, then we need to establish taqwa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that He will make a way out for us from every difficult situation and He will provide for us plentiful. Number 2, it makes our affairs easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
Whoever establishes the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make his matter easy. Isn't that what we all want? To make our affairs easy for us, where we're able to accomplish things easily. Number 3, we get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Allah is the protector of the people of taqwa. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was protecting us. What would we have to fear? Who would we fear? Anything that happens to us, we know is good for us. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us. Number 4, it removes fear and sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
That whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectifies his affairs and does good, then there will be no fear for them and nor will they feel sadness, nor will they feel sorrow. Imam al-Baghawi mentions in his tafsir that they will not fear when people will be fearing. And they will not be sad when people will be sad. And other opinions state that they will not be afraid on Yawmul Qiyamah. And they will not be sad over that which passed them in this world. Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says that if fear and sadness are removed, then security, happiness, and eternal success happen. Isn't that what we all want? To fear that sense of security and happiness all the time. Number 5, Allah loves the people of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people of taqwa. Don't we all want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Muslim, every believer says that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are true in that statement. But it is not whether we love, but rather it is, are we loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if we want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to strive in His obedience. We need to follow His commandments and stay away from that which He forbade. Number 6, protection from hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقَضِيًّا.
That there is none amongst you except that He will come upon it. That they will come upon the hellfire. And that is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is talking about that all the believers are going to have to cross a bridge over hellfire. And this bridge is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. And they're going to have to cross this bridge in order to get to the other side. Can we imagine how terrifying that is? And the speed at which people will cross over this bridge is determined by their good deeds. The more good they did, the quicker they will pass. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next,
ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا.
Then we will save those who feared, and we will leave the wrongdoers in it on their knees. The ones who disbelieve will not cross over this bridge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will already have entered them into hellfire. But the ones who believe will be made to cross this bridge. And the ones who had shortcomings in their good deeds, the ones who were neglectful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who failed to strive to do good, they're the ones that they might fall into the hellfire from this bridge. But the ones who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them cross this bridge. And number 7, taqwa is the means for one to enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And hasten to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing that which He told us to do. And to Jannah, its width is vaster than the heavens and the earth. And it was prepared for the people of taqwa. So we need to strive and establish taqwa and do the best that we can do so that we benefit in this world and the next. And by establishing taqwa, both our world and our akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. And who doesn't want that? Goodness in this world and the next. But in order to get that, we need to become the people of taqwa. We learn about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, what He made permissible, what's impermissible. We learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we know Him more, we love Him more. And then we do good to get closer to Him. So today's exercise is, pick one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that we're neglectful towards, and strive to do it. And at the same time, pick another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made impermissible, and perhaps we're doing it. And we leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill taqwa in our hearts. May He forgive our sins and free us from the hellfire forever. Until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.